Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is Chris Brown, your host. So glad that you are joining us today. Whether you are listening in on the radio or on the podcast or on the website there at stewardship.com, we are honored that you are spending these 30 minutes with us. And listen, folks, I want you to make today the day that you sign up for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. You may be asking, where in the world do I do that? That sounds pretty cool, right? Well, if you're new to the show, you never heard me talk about this yet, you want to go to stewardship.com, and right there at the top, there's a huge banner. Click on that banner. We are giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes. So make sure you check that out. You can change your future by winning life-changing books or our most popular classes or even that green stuff, the cash. Find out more at stewardship.com. Well, folks, today we're going to be talking a little bit about living generously and tithing. Lots of questions coming in about giving and tithing, and we're going to chat about that quite a bit. So I want you to kind of lean in and really ask the Lord, what would He have me do? What adjustments could I possibly make when it comes to our finances? Kind of a time of evaluation. What are we giving? Are we generous? Are we tithing? My prayer is that I give you a little bit of a gentle nudge today for you to be able to evaluate, have some conversations with the Lord, not just you speaking, but you also listening, that you sitting back and hearing what God's telling you. Maybe it's tonight or maybe it's tomorrow or the next day, but having some time with God, where am I? Where is my family? If you're a single person, where are you when it comes to this? Maybe you're in college or maybe you're fresh out of college and are you being generous? And so we want to talk about that today. I was on a radio show recently and was asked, do you get people to get the whole giving thing when they're digging out of debt? How do you get people to get that, is what they were asking. Because when people are digging out of debt, and maybe you're listening in right now and you're digging out of debt, you don't really get it. Because it seems counterintuitive to our finite minds to give when you're in a season of need. And needing to get a lot of getting. You have a lot of need, a lot of getting. Of course, I didn't have enough time to articulate a lot of thoughts on that interview, but have since gone to look at the scriptures and have formulated some thoughts as a result. When I was a kid, I had so much to be grateful for. And you think about this generosity idea, you can't help but think it stems from gratitude. And so I immediately go to my experiences and think about when I was a kid, and I had so much to be grateful for. I had a mother who loved me with all of her heart. I mean, I have absolutely no doubts that my mom would have literally, literally died for me. I mean, I had a great mom, and I had a lot of great experiences. Got to experience a lot of new environments as a kid, meet a lot of new people. One of my favorite things as a kid, I don't know if you can remember these or not, but my light up LA Gear shoes. Do you remember those? You'd step and they'd blink, and you felt like you were the man, or you felt like you were the woman. I mean, it was just unbelievable. You remember them? I was the man. Yes, folks, I was the man. Between my bright flashing shoes and my shiny MC Hammer parachute pants, remember those? You could see me coming from a mile away, folks. I was pretty cool. Yes, I was. Now, you should also probably know that my mom was forced to show her love, this extravagant love for me, through working three jobs for our survival. You should also know that this adventurous childhood was was not luxury travel, but a family that was pretty severely bruised and constantly on the run from several violent fathers. These new environments, well, they were abuse shelters, the back seat of cars, dozens of schools. As a child, I can remember walking home from school each day and wondering what I was going to have to face once I opened that front door. But folks, my childhood was like anything else in life. You can be resentful or you can be grateful. Folks, I've chosen to be grateful for a hardworking, heroic mom that loved me deeply and for all those experiences that have shaped me. And we often miss this, don't we? Our natural tendency is to focus on everything that we don't have. Did you know that the average person complains over 30 times a day? 30. Over 8 minutes a day collectively complaining and moaning. Seriously? I'm not sure where you're listening in from, but for the majority of us, if we have a device to listen to this show on, we have more money and opportunity than anyone in the world. What do we have to complain about? And to make matters worse, we get thousands of media messages a day telling us to buy this, do this, look like this, and then we'll be happy. But only then. But just like my childhood, you can change the story. You can look at your life through any lens that you choose. You can be resentful or you can be grateful. And learning to be a grateful person in any situation has a ton of benefits. When you're thankful, it improves your relationships. It creates contentment. It reduces stress. It cultivates humility. And it feels good. It feels good to be grateful. But one of the best things about gratitude is that it makes you want to be generous. Because when you're grateful for what you've got, it makes you want to give. Being thankful for what we've been given, what we've experienced, what we've been entrusted with, well, it naturally propels us to want to offer that to other people. You can say generosity is gratitude in action. Generosity is gratitude in action. You know, a great example of this happened to me recently. I had a pretty rough morning recently. I'd actually spilled my cereal on my shirt before leaving my house. Don't judge me. I have cereal still. I'm a grown man and I eat cereal. There's my vulnerable moment for the show. But I had a horrible morning. I got stuck in dead stop traffic once I left the house, and the day was off to a bad start. Wasn't even 7:30 yet. You've been there before, haven't you? You ever had one of those mornings? I hadn't slept well the night before, and I needed some caffeine, so I decided to swing through Starbucks. I pulled into the line, you know, the line that winds all the way around the building, of course, and eventually, I made my way up to the front of the line. By this point, I'm really flustered, very disgruntled, and when I pulled around to the window to get my drink, I was still very frustrated and about how my morning had started off, but don't miss this. This is when something amazing happened. When I got to the window, the cheerful barista, way too cheerful, by the way, opened the window with a smile, and she said, "Here you go," and she handed me my drink. Then the most amazing thing happened. Right as I went to go hand her my money, folks, she said, "Actually, the car in front of you has paid for your order, so you're good to go." I said, "What?" I was immediately shaken out of my disgruntled, horrible attitude. I was just absolutely floored. I said, "What do you mean?" I'm obviously not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I wasn't getting it. So she repeated herself with a smile, but as if I was a numbskull. She said, the car in front of you paid for your order, so you are good to go. I said, how amazing is that? How thoughtful and kind. How generous. So then I was obviously so excited. I said, well, shoot, I want to pay for the car behind me. And she smiled back at me, and she didn't look too surprised. Their order behind me was $8.59. And I handed her the money, and she was ringing it up. And I asked her, how often this happened? Because I was kind of a little bit taken back by the fact that she didn't act surprised. I was kind of hoping that she would think that I was heroic or think that I was a big deal. But she kind of didn't act like it was a big deal at all. So I'm like, this must happen often. She said, every now and then it happens. It's always fun when it does. And we like to count and see how many cars it'll go on for. So I thanked her and I drove away from the window. But folks, I drove away from the window with much more than a fresh drink. I drove off with a fresh attitude. But what's so cool about that experience was this. When I drove away from the window, I was not only grateful for the car in front of me that paid for my drink, obviously, but I couldn't help, folks, but look in the rearview mirror to watch the woman in the car behind me and see her face light up. Folks, she is flat out doing the whipping nay-nay, straight up. She just was. And if you don't know what that is, ask your kids. But she was dancing. It was awesome. But here's the deal. Keep this in mind. I ordered a $4 drink personally. So I actually ended up paying twice as much and left happier when I pulled up. Folks, listen up. Tune in. Sit up in your seat. That is what giving does. That is what giving does. Giving is for us, not something that anyone wants from us. When you're grateful for what you've got, it makes you want to give. See, it's impossible. We can't truly be grateful people for something and not give. That's like saying that you're really excited, but not smiling. Oh, folks, welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm really honored that you are listening, and I'm very excited. Seriously, I'm just beside myself. I might just explode with happiness. It doesn't match up, folks. If we're grateful, we will give. It's like you being the caboose in the Starbucks giving train that ends the whole thing. You pull up and they tell you that your coffee's paid for, and you just take the coffee and pull off. Peace. Folks, don't be that person. What's so sad about that is that the one who misses out isn't the car behind the caboose person that misses out on the gift of coffee. It's that person. It's the caboose person, the one that didn't get to experience how good it feels to give to others. Folks, I didn't know. I bet you didn't know that the Bible even talks about Starbucks. Did you know that? I'm not kidding. It's right here. Proverbs 11:25 says, "Whoever refreshes others, themselves will be refreshed." Isn't that exactly what happened? Right? I left refreshed. Whoever refreshes others, themselves will be refreshed. As cliche as it may be, it truly does feel better to give than to receive. And we are all blessed in order to be a blessing. What great reminders as we go into Christmas. And when you're truly grateful for all you've been given, you can't help but generously give to others as well. And at the end of this show, I'm going to give you some examples of how we can give, some examples of things that I've seen recently that that are powerful ways to give. It's not always with money either. Sometimes it could be with time, and sometimes it can be with energy and with our love and our creativity. There's lots of ways that we can give. If we're in a season where we don't have a whole lot of money, there's other ways we can give. Now, let me also remind you of the Financial Peace University baby steps, because you might be thinking as you're listening that giving only happens in baby step 7, and that's not the case. We should be tithing throughout our entire Financial Peace University baby steps, the whole journey. And we should always be looking at how we can give above and beyond that too. And it might be $20 for your family. It might be $200 for your family. I don't know what it is, but giving above and beyond the tithe as well. Again, baby step one is to make sure that we save $1,000 in an emergency fund. Baby step two is to get out of debt and stay out of debt. Baby step three is to make sure that we have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. So we fully fund that emergency fund. And baby step four is to invest 15% of our household income towards long-term retirement. And that's long-term mutual funds. And baby step five is to make sure that we put money away for college funding. And baby step six is to pay off the mortgage. And baby step seven is to give and build wealth like never before, because now you're living a life with absolutely no payments. How fun is that? But just a reminder what the baby steps are and that we should be giving throughout the entire journey. Well, we're talking about giving, and giving gifts during the holiday season is one of the best feelings in the world. What if you could help your family live their dream through a simple gift? America's trusted voice in retirement, Chris Hogan, has a brand new book available for pre-sale that will help start the conversation in your family about retirement. And if you order today, we'll include over $90 worth of extras, like the Retire Inspired ebook and digital audiobook narrated by Chris Hogan himself, and an all-new DVD from Chris called Investing Basics. That'll be shipped to you immediately and perfect for a Christmas gift. The Guide to Retirement Budgeting ebook will be included as well, and the ebook version of Dave Ramsey's latest book, The Legacy Journey. Folks, it's never too early or too late for anyone to start planning for their retirement dream. Go to stewardship.com to order the Retire Inspired DVD gift set today for only $23.99.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you'd like to speak with Chris, let us know in your email or call us, and we'll make sure and get in touch with you. You can email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
So, folks, we're talking all about giving. We're all talking about generosity. And just I want to throw out a what-if question to you. Now, what if we, wherever we're at right now, wherever we're, what environment we're in, what if we were to walk out of that environment and every single person, all of us, decided to just give $10 towards something good in this world? Now, maybe it's an extra tip to a server at Waffle House, and maybe it's a small gift for a single mom in your community, maybe some flowers for a widow. If we all walked out of the environment we're in right now and everybody were to give $10 towards something good, could you imagine what we would do? All the listeners that are on this show, multiply that by $10. What could happen? Here's the cool thing, though. The best part is the people changed the most by that act of generosity would not be the recipients. It'd be the people that I'm talking to right now. The people that are engaged in this show. Winston Churchill says it best when he says, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." You know, I told you, I didn't have a stable, loving dad growing up. And honestly, I'm okay with that. Because I'm so thankful that God has shown himself to me through so many amazing father figures in my life. Coaches and teachers, leaders, pastors, they've all helped shape the man that I am today. And God tells us in Psalm 68 that he is a father to the fatherless. He steps in and he fills the role when our real dads can't or our real dads won't. You know, a few months back, I was reminded of that truth. My wife and I noticed a soft-spoken girl in our neighborhood named Hannah. And she was hanging around our house more and more often, but I didn't know much about her. So one night when we were all watching a ball game, I started asking her questions to get to know her a little better. And what came out of her precious mouth broke my heart, folks. Now, Hannah's one of 9 kids. And she told me that her parents were not divorced, but that her dad didn't live with them anymore. I asked her why. And she replied in a broken voice, and she said, because he was killed in a car accident 2 months ago. my heart hit the floor. As I sat there, obviously with my mouth hanging wide open, all I could think about was how this precious girl, how she was made fatherless. Her world was shattered in an instant. Hannah quietly wiped her tears, and I heard God remind me once again of, hey, I'm the father of the fatherless. And over the next week, I realized that God was not asking me to do anything huge, just to be a little more intentional in involving Hannah in our lives, and to swing by her house on the way to the park with an invitation to join us, to offer her a ride to church on the weekend, to maybe include her in the kickball game, to throw an extra burger on the grill, and maybe to watch one more trick on the trampoline, and to give her love and hope and a father figure, to stand in the gap like so many amazing men had done in my lifetime. Folks, don't miss this. Doing this for Hannah has taken nothing out of me. But for her, it may be everything. In 20 or 30 years from now, she may just be with friends at a coffee shop or in church, or maybe even standing on a giant stage in bright lights in front of thousands of people, sharing her story of how God showed up for her. Folks, again, all of this takes nothing out of me, because at the end of the day, when you're grateful for what you've got, it makes you want to give. I just had a couple more examples happen this week that really powerful stuff. As we're going into the holiday season, I want you to understand that this season is about giving, not receiving. My friend had this staff party last week, and there's this game, and he won $21. And because he'd been given $21, he wanted to relay that to someone else. And so he had this idea. He was going to, right here in Nashville, he was going to a Vanderbilt game that night. He goes, well, I want to give my kids these 21, it was $1 bills. And he gave his kids his $21 bills and said, hey, throughout the game, I want you to go around randomly giving $1 to 21 different kids. And he did that and gave them all a dollar. I don't know if they probably went and spent it on the concession stand or whatever. And when they're riding home that night, the dad said, hey, did you enjoy the game? He said, yeah, it was the best game we've ever been to, Dad. And he said, why? And it was because I enjoyed giving those dollars away to those kids. It was so much fun. And that's really the way this holiday season needs to be. It will be more enjoyable if we're giving. And so I want us to understand that giving just feels so good. And I would just be, it would be tragic if you spent this holiday season and you didn't get to experience how good it feels to be grateful, and how good it feels to be generous. And when you truly are grateful, you can't help but be generous. And let's just not forget what this season is all about. You know, one of the best gifts, the best gift that you can give this holiday season is the gift of eternity. Let's not forget to give people the gift of what is actually happening. We are celebrating the birth of the Messiah, the birth of the Savior of the world, the birth of our hope of eternity. Let's not forget to give that gift this Christmas. That would be tragic if we did. So folks, that's a little bit of insight into living generously. We want to be doing that throughout our entire baby steps. We're not waiting to do that. We're living a life doing that every single day. And that is how we manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. He gets so much glory out of us being sacrificial, out of us being selfless. Folks, I want to thank you for listening in today. If you have any questions for me about something that you've heard on this show, feel free to email me at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And finally, you've heard me say this before, be sure to head over to stewardship.com to sign up for the Ramsey Solutions Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway to win cash and prizes. The contest, folks, closes on Monday, so don't wait any longer. Well, folks, until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.